I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The roughly 2,500 students of Augustana College are back in Rock Island as they wrap up their first week of classes for the new academic year. For seniors, this is the start of the final fall trimester of their college careers. But it's also the final fall trimester for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. How could that be? Well, this is the last academic year that Augustana will be operating under the trimester system, where students have 3 terms of classes, with each class lasting 10 weeks. Come next fall, Augustana will operate under the standard semester system, which for Augie students will mean 2 terms of 14-week classes. The college has used trimesters for close to 30 years now, ever since the early 90s, so making the switch isn't something that happens overnight. Faculty and administrators have been working behind the scenes now for 2 years to make it happen. In fact, the college has even appointed 2 transition coordinators to focus on the effort. One of them, Jane Rose, joined me to talk about the process. So tell me about the work that's going into this transition from trimesters to semesters.
It's about a 3-year process. Not only does the curriculum need to change, but the change is going to impact pretty much every department, everything on campus, from billing to student services to the dining hall, residence hall. So it's something that we're doing in a very careful, very intentional way. This past year, the faculty reviewed course offerings. They went through and made modifications to majors and minors. It was an opportunity to really kind of revamp offerings. This coming year, then, faculty will be creating syllabi, will be going through a lot of the kind of nuts and bolts of changing their classes for semesters.
And how are students going to be prepared? Are there any exercises they're going to have this academic year to help them get ready?
We actually have started those already. This past spring, we had a meeting with the current freshmen and the current sophomores who will be kind of the juniors and seniors under our new system. And we're able to explain to them what the changes are going to involve. All of the faculty who are advisors were working very carefully with their students this spring, trying to talk with them about what things they should probably take in the next year and what things would be better to wait until we're on semesters. The woman who is the co-transition coordinator and I are in the Brew in the College Center every Tuesday for about 1.5 hours to answer questions that students might have. And then another role that I am going to play this coming year at the college is semester transition advisor. And so I'll be working with students individually on making sure that they will graduate on time. The college has a semester transition guarantee where they will promise that a student will not be delayed in graduating as a consequence of the transition to semesters. And so we're trying to be very careful in working with students so that they're able to graduate in their intended time frame.
And what was the reason or the reasons for this transition from trimesters to semesters?
I think there were a lot of them. One, it should make it easier for students to transfer into the college. We're hoping to become a good choice for students who are finishing from community colleges. Another one is that when students graduate now, they're expected not only to have a good course background, but they're expected to participate in activities, to have leadership opportunities. All of those are time demands as well. And so having a semester that spans 14 weeks instead of 10 weeks should kind of spread things out a little bit more and give them opportunities to participate. If a person has an illness or some kind of a personal crisis in the 10 weeks, it can be hard to recover from that event and still do well in your classes. And we're kind of thinking that the 14 weeks will give a little bit more time for students to rebound if they have a bad test or if they have a bad week. And then I think there's much more of an understanding of the importance of reflection and really thinking about your material, thinking about the things that you learn. And we're hopeful that the 14 weeks will give more of that opportunity for reflection and kind of process learning as well.
And what's the response been so far by faculty about this transition process? Because for all of them, teaching trimesters is all they've ever known, unless they taught at another school that used semesters.
There are a lot of people who believe it will be a real good process, and then there are others who are seeing some of the advantages that were in place with the trimester system. So I think that there's generally a positive response, but there are some people who are not necessarily as enthusiastic.
Also in the new semester system at Augustana, I understand there's going to be a January term, also known as a J term. Tell me more about that.
That will be an opportunity for students to take one class more intensively during that time. It will be a regular 4-credit class, but they will only take one of them, and it will be multiple hours a day, every day. It'll be changing in terms of the pedagogy that is used and the opportunities for more discussion and more alternative at learning activities. So that's something I think many of us are looking forward to.
And how long does that J term last?
It's 17 class days, but basically 3.5 weeks.
And that's all they're taking?
Will be all that they take. And students are not required to take it. They will be required to take it their first year as first-year students. After that, we think that they're going to choose to take it because the classes are going to be exciting and it's going to be just a break from kind of the traditional college calendar.
That was Jane Rose. She's one of the two transition coordinators at Augustana College, who are helping carry out the school's transition from trimesters to semesters. The change goes into effect next year. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.